Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So, Anita, what did you love about the script and making this film?
I mean, it's Midnight's Children. What's not to love about Midnight's Children? I mean, I kind of grew up with knowing the story, and of course, you know, the story of partition is so close to me. Even being raised in Canada, we as South Asian Canadians understand how partition molds our identities and contributes to the reason why we're here in this country. So for me, the story was, it's so vast. So I felt that preparing for the role, you kind of have to look at your own angle in the story, in the sort of the greater whole. And I think it's just this transcendence of India used to be one country, and now we're fragmented in a way. And I think the telling of that story is the same story, but fragmented through different characters.
What are some of the things about partition that have affected you directly?
I think particularly the divide between the Hindu-Muslim split. That's one of the things that I find the most evocative about the novel, is that when a character, the character of Mumtaz, played by Shahana Goswami, when there's a terrorist activity or an event that happens in the book, she says, please don't let it be a Muslim. And that's a sentiment that we still feel to this day, especially given the events in the last 11 years, that I still, you know, even as recently as the Colorado shootings, I had that moment of, please don't let them be Muslim. Please, no one brown, no one South Asian, just because of the era we're still in, because it, for some reason, sets a precedent for racism, not just in this country, again, also in India. And that's something that I've lived lifelong. And so to get to be a part of the telling of that story is deeply personal.